Well, as you probably know, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is based on this Bible passage that we have just read together, surprisingly. And it is the theme tune or the anthem of the England football team. Correct. And I will probably also say Elisha when I mean Elijah, and Elijah when I mean Elisha. So I'm really going to have to switch on, which I'm not at the moment. But you're right. Rugby. Yeah. But it's a strange song, isn't it, to have as the theme of the rugby team? Because actually, it's a song about slavery. And really, what it's saying in this song is that death is sweet and heaven is a homecoming. So the words really for the slaves are looking forward to a release from slavery. Rather a strange song to have for your rugby team, but that's for another day. I'm just going to get in a little flicker here. But in the middle of that song, and you don't often hear this verse in rugby matches, is this: the brightest day that I can say, coming for to carry me home, when Jesus washed my sins away, coming for to carry me home. Never heard that at Twickenham, but it's in there. So it is a Christian song, looking forward, unfortunately, to the day when slaves would meet Jesus after death. So this song is based in this passage that we are looking at this morning. And this passage is all about beginnings and endings, transition and change, and passing on something. And really what we're going to be looking at this morning, or asking this morning, is, are we passing the ball? Are we passing the ball? And the flip side of that is, are we receiving the ball? Are we passing the ball, and are we receiving the ball? I'll explain what I mean by that as we go along. Now, we already know, if we look back in the book of Kings, that Elijah has identified Elisha as his successor, as his apprentice. So we read, let's say, back in the first book of Kings, so Elijah went from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. That cloak makes a reappearance. So when we get to the passage that we've just read, and Elijah knows he is going to be leaving Elisha, he says to Elisha, "What can I do for you?" When they had crossed the Jordan, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" And Elisha says, basically, "I want what you've got." But not just, "I want what you've got," but "I want twice as much as you've got. You know, flake on top as well. Give me it all." And Elijah really responds by saying, "Well, that's not for me to grant. That's for God to grant. But if you see me leaving, then it will be granted to you." Now, I know that Ipswich is not a big rugby town. It's not a big footballing one either, but that's another matter. But what I do know is that, and I've coached children and young people in football. So I coached them for about 10 to 12 years. As my sons were growing up, I was a coach of a football team that they were in. But I know, as far as football's concerned and as far as rugby is concerned, young children don't pass the ball. Yeah, they don't pass the ball, especially if they think they are really talented, because they think they can beat everybody. And it's only when they get to a certain age, when they realize they can't, and they realize, hey, this is a team sport. that passing begins to come into play. And it's crazy, isn't it, to think that you, when you're young, you think you can do it all yourself without having to pass the ball. And I just hope there is no one in the Church of England that thinks they can do it all themselves without having to pass the ball. It's essential that we pass the ball. So let's have a demonstration on how to pass a ball. So Nick, thanks very much for the rugby ball. Okay, a couple of people up here. Okay, to pass the ball. Hey, come on, Jasper. Anybody else? Anybody else? I said if you just stand there. Anybody else? Oh, come on, lads. Right, okay. Can you get in a line? Can we move this lectern at all? Well, let's just go there, and you can stand behind it. Okay, in a line. In a line. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, someone stand here, and then you stay there, and then a bit further on. Yeah. Facing the beautiful congregation. Okay. All right. Bit further apart. Come on, we're going to pass this ball. Okay. So, pass the ball. Oh, go on. That's it. Quick. That's it. I'm back. Here we go. All right. What happens when I pass the ball? I let go. Well, when I pass the ball, I let go. When I run with it, I keep it. But when I pass the ball, I let go. And that's the first thing about passing the ball. We have to let go. We can't really sort of keep it, hold of it with one hand, really, can we? We have to let go. But then Jasper has to receive it. He can't sort of say, oh, I don't want it, you know, and just drop it. You have to receive it, don't you? You have to receive it. Okay, now I know that's basic, but isn't it sometimes difficult to let go? Isn't it sometimes difficult to pass it on to people who perhaps we think are not quite so good? Who will need years of training before they're ever as good as us? Okay. Now, you can either stay up here, or you can sit down and come back again. What would you like? Sit down, but when I say come back up here again, come up here again quick. Okay? Right, nice one. So that is the first little lesson. We have to let go, but we also have to receive what is being passed on to us. Now, what can we pass on? What can we pass on as people, as individuals, as a church? What are the things we can pass on? Well, one thing we can pass on is our wisdom, our knowledge, and our learning. And Jesus did this. He passed on that which God had shown him. And everything that he showed his disciples, he was passing on from his Father. And that's how he did it. He passed on what God had shown him. And Paul did it. This passage in 1 Corinthians, which is not there. Never mind, you know that passage in 1 Corinthians where Paul says, for what I received, I passed on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins, etc., etc. So Jesus had passed it on to the disciples had passed it on to someone like Paul, Paul passed it on to someone like the church in Corinth, and so it went on and on and on through the centuries and was somewhere or other passed on to us. So we have to pass things on. And we can pass on our learning, our understanding, our knowledge. And we do that all the time. As parents, we do that all the time. We pass on to our children what has probably been passed on to us by our parents. And as grandparents, we do that all the time. As teachers, school teachers, we do that all the time. But even in our work, we may have teaching roles. We do that pretty much all the time. Here in church, home group leaders, or even if we just go to a home group, we're not a leader, but we contribute. We're passing on our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding. We do it so often. This is all part of passing the ball. Passing the ball. And in the Elijah story, we find probably that he is passing on more than just wisdom and learning. Jesus passed on more than just his wisdom and learning. He passed on his authority. He passed on his role. He passed on responsibilities. And from this passage in Matthew, we read that, don't we? We see that Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And earlier he said, "All authority has been given to me." So sometimes we pass on our role and the responsibilities that go with it, but also the authority that goes with it as well. And as I said, this is what Elijah was doing. He was passing on to Elijah that authority. And the cloak symbolized that authority. Initially, he'd wrapped it around Elijah, but now he had left. The cloak had fallen to the ground, and Elisha takes up the cloak. Elijah had trained up Elisha for this role. Now, Elijah had let go, and Elisha was about to receive it. And we have to let go. So, lads, up you come. Okay, so, I don't know how we're going to do this one. Okay, I'll give you the ball, all right? Now, don't injure yourselves, but you're to come towards me, okay? You're to come towards me, okay? But you mustn't pass the ball, okay? And I'm going to tackle you. Ha ha. All right, but you come. So you all run towards me, but you hold the ball. Oh. You're not going anywhere. Okay, good stuff. This time, okay, you run towards me, you two run towards me, but this time you can pass the ball. Okay, but don't fall down the step. Okay, there is a step. You've been warned. Okay, all right, and once you've got the ball, you can pass. If you go around that side, yeah, and you can pass on, okay, and score a try. Okay, all right, right, ready, ready, okay. Okay, one, two, three, pass. Oh, well done, pass and run. And he scored a try. Nice one. Okay, I'll call you again in a minute. Okay. If we don't pass the ball, if we don't pass on our roles and responsibilities, sooner or later, it'll just stop. The churches will close. There'll be no younger people to take up the ball. If we don't pass on what we have at the moment, it is essential. But it's essential, as I've said, to receive the ball as well. Okay? And Elisha did receive the ball. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked. But when he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. Up until this point, as far as Elisha was concerned, God was the God of Elijah. But now Elijah had gone, and he had got the cloak and got the authority from God to carry on. Now he was the God of Elisha. I think God might be wanting to say something here to maybe one of us, two of us, more of us here. Perhaps up until now, our God has been the God of somebody else, and we haven't actually run with what God has given us. And we need to do that. We need to run with what God is wanting us to do now. To take the cloak, to take the authority, to receive the ball, and to run with it. It's been passed on. Will you run with it? Because if you don't, our God will be someone else's God, not really my God. And sometimes It's only when we decide to run with it will we see God at work. If Elijah hadn't taken that cloak, he would have never seen God at work in his own life. Are we going to run with what God is giving us to do? So, passing on the ball can mean receiving a role, receiving a responsibility, receiving something like that. But I want to broaden it as I finish to say, actually, it's far more than that. It's about using our gifts, our skills, our abilities, and then receiving those from others. Let me give you just a few examples. Very simple ones. First of all, I wonder who's doing tea and coffee after the service. Okay? It's a very simple job, making a cup of tea and coffee. And whoever's doing it will probably make about 40. But they won't drink them all. They will actually give them away. They will give them away. And then 40 people will have to receive them and drink them. Otherwise, there'll be 40 cups of tea and coffee just standing there. That's just a simple illustration to say that we're always passing the ball. We're always giving of our gifts and we're always receiving them. We don't realize it. Take Ilona this morning and her youth band, okay? But she is passing on to others and working with others using skills and gifts. And through that band, we're receiving them, aren't we? We're receiving the gifts that they are offering us. So it's all about just doing what God has created us to do, our gifts, our skills, doing them for others, serving, being Team St. Matthews. If we're not Team St. Matthews, we will all hold a ball so tightly and never pass. But if we are Team St. Matthews, we will constantly be passing and constantly receiving through teas and coffees, worship, cleaning carpets. It's all about receiving what others are giving. So there's a few messages there. Lads, come up. This is the final one. This is the final illustration. And this illustration is simply to show that we are all part of passing the ball and receiving it. Okay, so if you're on the back row there, can you stand, if you would, in the back there? That's right, just stand there. Three others, stand over there, if you would, at the back there. If you're back there, can you sort of space yourself out there, probably about 3 yards apart or something like that? If you're on the back row, Errol, that's it, on the back row. Because I want this rugby ball now to go all the way around the church and to end up here. That's the plan. So if you're at the back there, if you can stand over there, okay, to receive the ball. Okay, we are all in the business of passing the ball and receiving the ball. That's how team works. Okay, so there's nobody standing over there yet. Come on, let's go for it. We've got to get this ball around the church. Okay. Okay, spread out a wee bit, spread out a wee bit. Okay, here we go. Let's go, it's got to come back. Okay, go, let's go. Come on, let's move it. Oh! Oh, well caught. Let's go. Come on. We're passing the ball. This is how church works. We pass the ball. We receive the ball. We pass the ball. We receive the ball. Okay, we give our gifts. We pass on things, our roles, our responsibilities, and sometimes our authority. And we are back. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Please do sit down. I hope this morning I've reiterated the point to death. If I have, that's worked. We pass the ball, we receive the ball. We pass what we have, we give to others. We receive from others what we have. That is team. So let us do that. Amen. Amen. Thank you.